He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this? And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I am Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points from my little brother's bedroom. I am on vacation and had a really good feeling that we would be having to record an episode like this today, and still somehow wasn't as prepared as I would like to be. I don't have the swish noise. I didn't have the intro video. I'm on a completely different StreamYard account. So bear with me, but today on the show, the big news, the biggest news, frankly, of this offseason is that Luka Doncic is remaining a Laker for at least the next 3 years. So he and the Lakers agreed to terms on a 3-year max contract. It gets him to his full 10-year participation rule, and would then at that point be able to sign one of those super, super max contracts. I think Rob Pelinka called it a momentous occasion, or the Lakers official account called it a momentous occasion. Luka Doncic immediately tweeted about it and said how excited he is to be a Laker and to remain a Laker. And it's a huge, huge event here on this Saturday. Saturday morning here where I'm at now. So monster development here for the Lakers. And in this episode, we're going to go ahead and talk about what it means for the Lakers right now and what it means for their immediate and long-term futures. We're going to talk about what this means for Luka and what this means for LeBron. As we obviously near the end of his tenure with the Lakers, we'll talk about the flexibility that the Lakers will have by way of this contract and by way of the work that they've done this offseason. And then we'll talk about the offseason now that it's kind of in its it's kind of done now. It feels like you might get some kind of surprise move, but as it stands right now, it looks like this is the Lakers roster going into opening night, and it's a pretty good one. So let's go ahead and dive on in to Luka extending with the Los Angeles Lakers. Pretend you see a swish sign. All right, so I'm going to read from the Lakers press release that they sent out. Quote, the Los Angeles Lakers have signed 5-time All-NBA first-team guard Luka Doncic to a contract extension. The generational talent will be with Los Angeles long term. Quote, today is a monumental occasion for our franchise. Luka Doncic's future with the Los Angeles Lakers Luka Doncic's future is with the Los Angeles Lakers, said President of Basketball Operations and General Manager Rob Pelinka. Luka is one of the game's most transcendent players, and his on-court dominance and passion is without compare. From the moment Luka became a Laker, there was an immediate connection and admiration between Luka and our fans. You can feel it in your spirit when you attend a Lakers game. Luka is an absolute killer on the court and blends that with the unique generosity and care for the community. We've already seen that on display. I'll talk about that in a second. Above all else, Luka will lead our franchise to pursue future championships, a goal that will forever define the Lakers. End quote. Then another quote. I'm really grateful to the Lakers organization, my teammates, and the fans for welcoming me and my family with so much support and kindness since day one, said Doncic. This is an amazing organization, and I truly believe in what we're building together. I'm going to keep working as hard as I can to bring another championship to Los Angeles and to make Laker Nation proud. This is just the beginning. I'm excited for what's ahead and to keep building something special with this team, end quote. And then it kind of goes into, here we go. As Doncic extends his commitment to the Lakers, the Luka Doncic Foundation is committing $5 million to help launch the futures of 77 young athletes around the world. This new program will support deserving athletes 12 to 15 by working to help remove the financial barriers that all too often prevent these young athletes from pursuing their dream. And then it goes into the history of Lenningham and yada, yada, yada. So you heard it there, right? Luca's really excited about it. He, you know, since he's been in LA, right, he paid to fix the defaced Kobe and Gianna mural. You know, he covered that GoFundMe cost. He is immediately, you know, you see it here with these efforts as well, taking it upon himself to improve the lives around him using the revenue generated by this, you know, this late contract. And that's kind of how he's wired. So that's been great to see. You know, he's on that Jordan Brand tour. I guess that's a decent place to start. So the way that the tour was kind of put together, he was in Chicago Friday and then flew into LA shortly thereafter and intended to sign this contract early as he could and to officially sign this contract as early as he could. The negotiations here were rather simple. Luca's team put the contract on or the contract request on the table. And, you know, said I want a 3-year deal to get me to make me a free agent. Right after I hit that 10 years of participation in the NBA or playing, experience in the NBA. And, the Lakers were like, sure, we'll write it up. You can sign it and we're ready to go. So there was no drama. As it pertained to this contract.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And I think that's really important to note because, you know, the offseason started with the Dorian Finney-Smith kind of fiasco. And there was some concern around the league. Oh, what does that mean that for Luka? What does that mean here? You know, the Lakers haven't traded Maxi Kleber, so they didn't further test that relationship. Not that I think it would have mattered. He wanted to sign as soon as he was traded to the Lakers. Everything that you kind of heard from that point on was he wants to be a Laker. He wants to retire a Laker. He wants to win as leading championships as he possibly can with the Lakers. And, you know, that's all that we could possibly hope for. Right. So he signs this 3-year deal. All throughout the offseason, he's been very active in helping however he can to put the best roster around him. He was in contact with DeAndre Ayton really quickly. He was in contact with Marcus Smart when he became available or when it was looking like he was going to become available. You know, he is also, by the way, putting in the tremendous work that he has put in this offseason to slim up and be ready for the upcoming season. So he has Eurobasket here in a bit. He wanted to get this done before he went to Eurobasket to secure his future just in case the worst happens. Let's knock on some kind of wood to hope that that obviously is not a situation that we have to worry about. But yeah, he wanted this done as quickly as possible. He wanted it known to the Lakers that he was going to be He wants to be a Laker from here on out. He only wants to play with a second team. He only wanted to play for the one team in Dallas, and they had different feelings on that front, and obviously traded him. And now we, as Lakers fans, get to benefit from it. So that's kind of the background on the signing of the contract. Now, as far as what this means here moving forward in the immediate term, these next few years, the Lakers have Luka Doncic on a crazy discount. He could have been making upwards of $70 million, I believe, if he was still in Dallas these next 3 years and then sign an even bigger contract there. The Lakers have him at a rate, you know, when you compare it to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's making $70 million when his extension kicks in. You know, Luka is in, you know, I think he's a top three player. I think it's possible that this season we look at, you know, especially if he maintains the conditioning and the commitment to that conditioning that he has so far this summer, if he maintains that, then we might be looking at a top one or two player in the NBA. So if you have the best player in the NBA or one of the two or three or five best players in the NBA on a discount, that is the greatest market inefficiency that any team can possibly have. So what the Lakers basically have to do is in these next few years, they have to nail these next few years that, you know, while he is on this contract and obviously afterward, you know, you continue to try to win, but this is their title window right now. It is from this moment until he signs his next extension. And then from there, you extend that title window. But this is their title window right now. And everything that they have to do or everything that they have to be focused on is winning a championship or winning as many championships as they possibly can from this next season to a few seasons from now. And whatever we think that might look like or however we feel like it might look like, that's obviously, you know, up for debate. But for what the Lakers are looking to accomplish and what he specifically, Luka, is looking to accomplish as a Laker, this is their best opportunity to get after it. So let's really quickly kind of talk about that and then kind of dive into the long-term impacts of this as well. I feel so naked without my videos. I don't even have the Fuck Boston video. This sucks. Anyway, So the future, the immediate future is that, you know, you have Luka signing this contract and they have this roster as it's currently put together. And the way that they put it together was with an eye towards this upcoming summer, this next summer. They wanted to obviously improve the team as best they could, but they wanted to maintain flexibility there, you know, for this upcoming summer. Now, where it gets a little tricky, obviously, right, is Austin Reeves' extension or new contract, because the way that it has to work with Austin is he has to opt out of his contract, and then that's how he has to maximize his next deal. So we'll see what that kind of looks like. I'm going to borrow a pen. So you have Austin's impending free agency and what that deal kind of looks like. And given the amount of pushback that we have seen from the Warriors and from Brooklyn and from Philly on their restricted free agents, now it's different because they have more leverage there. Austin would be able to just bone out if he decided to next season. But for the Lakers, I would probably say that they're probably hoping land Austin in that $30 million a year range. And if they do that and they have Luka's contract on the books, and I believe only Vando is the only player who has money on the book. Well, no, you have Laravia is on the books heading into next year. And I think that's it. So the Lakers want to have as clean a books as possible, so that, you know, they can present the threat, and they definitely want as clean of books as possible beyond next season. But again, Austin's contract, LeBron's potential contract, Rui's extension, which I don't believe he's going to get an extension. So he's going to be a free agent after this year. So you got to factor in what he might be making. I would probably say he comes in at about, I would say like 20, in that 25 to 30 range, maybe a little lower. Maybe like 23 to 27 range is where I would probably forecast Rui's next contract to look like. And so I'm gonna answer it. Why are the Lakers prioritizing that? No one's available next year. That's a fair thing to point out. But the reason that they're trying to do that is so that they can go to Milwaukee or they can go to Denver and they can say, hey, your superstar doesn't look all that happy. Can we work out a respectable trade before that player reaches free agency and he leaves for nothing? And the Lakers would then next offseason be able to trade for that player into cap space or send out a couple of contracts. If Milwaukee wants a couple of players, they could trade those contracts and assume the rest of Giannis's deal into their cap space and then have cap space beyond that to sign whoever they feel like or trade for anybody into their cap space beyond adding Giannis to their team. So that I believe is kind of their plan and why they want their books as clean as possible. The other reason they want their books as clean as possible is because in this CBA, dead money or money going to players that aren't going to help you, and especially money that extends beyond like not just veteran minimum contracts, but anybody signed to any more than the mid-level exceptions, those, like if you have anybody signed to more than that money, more than exception money, that guy better really be helping you. And those teams that have players signed to anything more than those that exception money or in that range, and if that player isn't helping you, that's a death sentence in this CBA. So the Lakers want to trim as much money from they want to trim as much fat from their books as they possibly can as a prep for, again, this title window, which starts today. It starts as soon as that ink dries on Luka's next contract. That's when the Lakers title window starts, and they're going to be hot on the pursuit of Giannis. They're going to kick. They're going to kind of loom large over Denver with Jokic as well. And the reason they'll be able to do so is because their guy is committed long term. So, this is kind of step one in that Giannis plan. The official first step in that Giannis plan is inking Luka to this contract and then having him, sell. And we saw what Luka selling did for the Lakers' chances at landing DeAndre Ayton and Marcus Smart. And obviously, we're talking about several tiers between DeAndre Ayton, Marcus Smart, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. But the plan basically, the hope basically, is he gets on the phone and or All-Star Weekend this year is going to be one to really keep a close eye on, especially because I really truly believe in this roster. And if the Lakers start hot and they go into the All-Star Weekend with plenty of momentum, then Luka is going to be able to like go to Giannis and be like, "Well, it's not a great idea to do it here because my brother's room is a disaster," but maybe I'll put up like a here. There's like a virtual background I can use. Maybe this works better with the. He's like, Luka goes to Giannis, and he says, "Hey, look at the way that look at this. I got a piano over there, really pretty fireplace right there. Like, look at my house looks great, right? Really nice couch." Woodwork and stonework above the fireplace. Like, look at how I'm living. Your team has $20 million of dead Dame money on your books for the next few years. We're looking pretty solid. Our books are pretty clean. Who else do you want to play with? There's room here for Thanasis. You want to bring him with you? We'll hook you up with JJ Redick's podcast production company, and they can do the Antetokounmpo's podcast and help you further monetize that too. What do you think? That's cap circumvention. They wouldn't obviously never do that, but I guess Luka technically sell them on that. But anyway, I'm going to turn this off because it's chopping off a portion of my head. But yeah, like the Lakers essentially are going to be able to utilize Luka's standing throughout the league and his standing, long-term standing here with the Lakers. And he'll be able to like, I'm telling you right now, the Giannis Lakers noise is going to get really loud over the course of this season. And whether it's realistic, whether, like, the one thing I've kept on wondering about is Giannis is just really loyal and saw how things went for Dame leaving Portland. He saw that up close. And you know, if Giannis is just loyal and wants to remain with the Milwaukee Bucks his entire career, then obviously more to him. But if the Lakers get any sense whatsoever, and if Luka gets any sense whatsoever, that maybe, just maybe, Giannis is kind of looking around going like, they're gonna pounce, and it's gonna be a season-long pursuit. And if it gets all the way to the upcoming offseason, then you know, then you're talking about Giannis in a potential free agent year and all that. But this year, you know, if Miles Turner winds up not paying enough to get the Bucks to where they need to be, and if the Lakers look decent, then at the All-Star break or at the All-Star game, Luka's going to keep bugging him, and he's going to just kind of keep poking and prodding, saying like, "Hey, they've treated me pretty good here. Don't ask about how they treated LeBron, but they've treated me real good here." And I would say that's going to be something we hear about plenty. Let's talk about the offseason now that it is kind of, this is going to be a shorter show because it's a Saturday afternoon and I'm on vacation. My kids are already in the pool and I would like to join them. But let's talk about the offseason now that it's kind of in its entirety. So again, pretend that this is the Sports Center.